Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Of course, he was great as Two-Face and Dark Knight and Sully.
Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah, sure. Of course. But this movie, if you've never seen that movie, Thank You for Smoking, as a lobbyist, opened my eyes to the truth, which I already knew, but it's so goddamn good, man. Like,
how about lobbyists?
What's that?
It's kind of like being a movie star. It's what I do. I talk for a living.
What do you talk about?
I speak on behalf of cigarettes.
My mom used to smoke. She says that cigarettes kill.
Really? Now, is your mommy a doctor?
No.
A scientific researcher of some kind?
No.
Well, she doesn't exactly sound like a credible expert now, does she? Don't feel bad. It's okay to listen to your mom. I mean, it's good to listen to your parents, Joey. All I'm suggesting is that there will always be people trying to tell you what to do and what to think. There probably already are people doing that. Am I right?
Yes.
I'm here to say that when someone tries to act like some sort of an expert, you can respond, who says?
So cigarettes are good for you?
No. No, that's not what I'm getting at. My point is that you have to think for yourself. You have to challenge authority. If your parents told you that chocolate was dangerous, would you just take their word for it?
No.
Exactly. So perhaps instead of acting like sheep when it comes to cigarettes, you should find out for yourself.
Okay, then. Thank you, Mr. Naylor, for joining us.
Born March 12th in Cupertino, California, and raised in England and Australia. A graduate of Brigham Young University, he is an actor who you've seen in such films as Aaron Brockovich, Thank You for Smoking, Sully, Olympus Has Fallen, and as Harvey Dent in The Dark Knight. He's currently in theaters in the number one film in the country, Midway. And today you can also see him as the star of the new film, Line of Duty. Please welcome Aaron Eckhart.
Aaron Eckhart, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, thank you very much.
We were just discussing
that. I haven't heard that clip in a long time.
Oh. It is one of my favorite all-time movies because it's such a genuinely honest look at what I think really does happen with lobbyists every day.
Oh, my gosh. And probably so much worse than we know.
Right?
They have no conscience, like in the classroom there with all the kids. I mean, they just are selling products all day long.
I bet I've watched that movie 20 times, and Koechner's fantastic as the gun lobbyist, man.
Oh, my gosh. Is he funny?
Yeah.
David is, he just goes, you know, you just wind him up and he just goes and makes you laugh the entire day. Good guy.
And congratulations on Midway. I mean, what I love a great historical movie because the truth is so fantastic what happened in World War II that, you know, with Pearl Harbor and 6 months later. And the fact that we had go ahead.
Jimmy Doolittle, yeah, what you're saying, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but yeah, we had to figure that out. We were under the gun. We were losing the war. Morale was at a low point. And we had to let Japan know that we were serious. And Jimmy Doolittle and his crew, they figured it out. And they went on a suicide mission and bombed Tokyo and then had to ditch in the South China Sea. It's just unbelievable.
And this was all real. Like, you don't have to embellish this. This was such a move. The Japanese were undefeated. They had an incredible amount of military power in their Navy. And so we had to trick them. We had to figure out what AF was. We had to figure out what was going to happen with Midway. And we went and smoked like four of their aircraft carriers. And we finally, you showed the world that they could be beaten. It was their first turn, and that really demoralized them, and that really that set the next couple of years in motion.
Yeah, the Japanese had never been invaded in their history. They didn't think it was possible. They were that confident, and these planes, they had to modify the planes. They had to get the pilots. Nobody knew about the mission. They trained for 6 months doing it. Jimmy Doolittle was an he was a innovator in aviation. He's the one responsible for night flight. He was a barnstormer, just the right man for the job, and went on to be a top general. It's a great movie, Midway, and it's a great history lesson for the younger generation that's not familiar with the bravery of our warriors.
No, and the equipment they were using in World War II was just, it is fascinating that we were able to wage such wars and such battles and come out victorious. It just seems impossible.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting. I had the opportunity to go sit in a B-25, the bombers.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they were primitive compared to today's, but the sophistication in the fuselage and the bomb doors, you know, they really were innovative for their time and it's highly sophisticated aircraft.
Sure, for the time, absolutely.
So, they did it with very little. And the Chinese, it's so interesting, you know, with everything that's going on with China right now, but the Chinese were instrumental in getting the boys back. Because obviously they were fighting against the Japanese, and all of a sudden they see Doolittle's crew wash up on the beach, and they were hurt.
Yeah.
You know? And the Chinese secreted them through China and got them back to America. So very, very heroic story by the Chinese as well.
I got to go to the Imperial War Museum in London last year. And it's all the equipment is there. Everything we're talking about from, across the board. And yeah, it's like walking through a movie set. You just realize this is all very real. All of these things that were happening on our planet at that time were real. And it is, Aaron, I just think it's a fascinating movie. And congratulations on Midway. And then also,
thank you very much.
You got Line of Duty.
Yeah, Line of Duty comes out today. Another, for me as an actor, I get to fly in, airplanes, and I get to play cops and run around and save people. It's just a great way to make a living. And The Line of Duty is an interesting movie the hook of the movie is that this cop who's a, has to redeem himself, had a bad incident in his past, has to find out the daughter's, the chief of police daughter has been kidnapped, and he has to find out where she is. And the thing about it is this young citizen journalist puts a camera in his face and starts live streaming the event in real time, the whole movie. So, cops today, they get in these intense situations and they have people putting cameras in their faces.
Sure.
And they have to not only deal with the perp, but they got to deal with the cameras in their face at the same time. So it makes for a very interesting plot.
Well, and don't you love a movie with, the guy's got to redeem himself and he becomes the hero from the underdog. And we just, throughout time and history, we love the stories, we love the movies, because we all see the humanity. And the story, that idea, never gets lost on me. It always gets you fired up.
It's always the Rocky story in my, I grew up in the 70s. It's always that guy that can't do it or has to do it, but he doesn't think he can. And he puts the work in. And he puts his life on the line, and he redeems himself.
Yeah.
It's just a story that will never get old.
Well, we have to believe in it, don't we? We have to. It's why we get up in the morning.
I feel like I'm living it every day.
Yeah, right? You. By the way, Sid, did you grow up in England? Because I grew up in England.
You did where?
Norwich.
In Norwich, why were you there?
My dad and mom met when my dad was serving in the military, and then she wanted to go back home. She'd moved to the States, and so she moved us back over there for a couple years.
Now, so your mother's English?
Correct.
Okay. I lived in Walton-on-Thames in Surrey. I came home from scout camp when I was 11 or 12, I think 12, with my brother. My dad said, everybody in the living room, okay, what's this about? We're moving to England. My dad got a job. He was in computers at the time, just when Apple was putting up an Apple on a building. And we moved over there for 4 years, and I did my high school there. And then I moved to Australia, and then I moved after that to Hawaii, and then France and Switzerland, and then New York City. So I've been around.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is it gives you such a great perspective. It's and obviously not everybody can travel, but if you can find a way just to go out and move around this world, it changes the way you view everything in your life.
Yeah. especially when you're young. And I always tell young actors or anybody actually who's interested to go to New York City.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm saying this other than the fact that you just cannot get a better education than going and, you know, putting yourself in that environment and toughing it out with the tough boys.
Yeah.
I love it. And England's the same way.
New York City to me is the greatest city in the United States. I go at least once a year, sometimes twice. We go there for the parade on Thanksgiving, spend time with friends for 3 or 4 days. And I try to sell it to everybody. You got to go at least once and get your hands in it.
What is it about New York that you love so much?
It's just, there's so many things. There's music history there. The fact that it's constantly assaulting every bit of your senses, from your nose to your eyes to your ears. You got to walk through it. You know, I'm a huge old school punk rock fan. So walking through that history, just all the above, man. From museums to dive bars. Across the board, from, you know, Stonewall and the story about that, all the way over to the parade in the Met. It's every day is an adventure there. Record Store Day on Bleecker Street.
Yeah. I'm going to go as far as to say it's the greatest city in the world.
I'm with you. I am with you, Aaron. Listen, are you going to be in New York over Thanksgiving?
I'm not. Are you going to be?
I will be, actually.
Well, where do you stay when you go there? Do you have a place there? Or?
In the East Village at the Rivington.
Okay.
So the East Village to me is...
It's a beautiful time of year to be in New York.
It's great. I love the parade. My girlfriend loves it. We go every year, and we just have a great time. Just the two of us running around seeing friends that we know that still live there. So it's a great town.
Good.
Aaron, anytime, man. Go see Midway, you guys. He's the number one in the Line of Duty out in theaters and on demand today. They're giving me the wrap. But, and Eckhart, anytime you would like to come through here, I'd love to have you on the show for as much time as you can stay.
All right. I appreciate that. I will do so, sir. Thank you very much.
Take care, man. Bye. Hey, sorry if I went long there, Jake. But I want to hang out with Aaron Eckhart.
I've always loved that dude. He was great. Starting with Aaron Brockovich, he was great as her biker boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, he's good in almost everything he's in.
Yeah, man. Exactly. But he is right. I know you don't love New York. But
we've been one time.
See, Los Angeles irritates me to no end. I got 2 days there, and then the people make me want to club them to death with a bat.
I get it.
It's New York. I've had nothing but good experiences year after year after year after year. Like, it's always been a fantastic time. Like, it's just exciting. Everything about it. You walk everywhere. There's something to see everywhere. There's some food to eat everywhere.
Biggest hobo penis you've ever seen.
Giant. I've never seen a penis like that before, and I'll never see another one again.
That's a compliment right there.
You don't even understand, Nick. I can't tell you how big it was. It was big enough. You could tell by the sound of the urine stream how big this must be before I saw it. That guy turned around, wasn't holding on to it. It was as big as, I swear to God, my wrist. It was. It was giant. I was there with an ex-girlfriend. We both stared at it. We're like, oh.
How do you not?
Like, I
you should have stopped in the sidewalk and, like, clapped.
Like, I was like, well, I didn't want to get peed on. I was like, because he was really letting loose. And but across the board, you know, it's just one of those towns. Like, Chuck is there, and I think that's a big part of my buddy F him up Chuck, and my dear friend Dane Peterson from here in Kansas. He's lived there for all his adult life. So he lives over in Brooklyn. And I like riding the trains. I like Grand Central Station. I like everything about the High Line. I like the river, like going down to Manhattan, East Village, West Village, all the stories in between. It's an incredibly fun place to go.
Well, it's got everything from entertainment to museums. It's got all of it.
And the reason, and I've said it, and it's a long explanation, so I didn't want to try for it with Aaron Eckhart. But the reason I think that city works, remember when all the riots are happening in all these places all over America?
Mm-hmm.
New York doesn't get many. Because there's not too many segregated communities in the sense of, like, because of rent control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll have a millionaire living next door to a plumber. And as long as that rent control stays in place, you got these guys, they force it. They go, no, you cannot raise the rent. It has to be this amount of units for this amount of money. So you've got these people who, and then they even tried then to have separate entrances, and New York shut that down. So what you have is forced interaction. So nobody can build up the gate fear. Of, well, those people on the other side of that wall are this way, and I'm this way. And like traveling, you're forced to live with everybody, and so you find your equilibrium and you find your way to work it out.
Well, and also the way it's spread out, everybody, or most people either take the train or they walk.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of people walking
towards
each other, with each other.
Interact.
Yeah.
You're forced to be with each other.
Where is it? Like LA or West Coast, you're in a car, you're in traffic.
Well, you're in a gated community.
Yeah.
You're you know, we do it here in Kansas City. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, but just think about what I'm telling you is there, you know, Leawood is Leawood. And, mm-hmm. you know, Shawnee is Shawnee. Bonner is Bonner. Edwardsville, Turner, KCK, Raytown. Those are separate areas, man. And they're definitely culturally different.
Yep.
So New York, that's one of the things I love about it. It's like you literally don't know who you're up against, man. I walked down on one street, and of course, I saw Liza Minnelli, which was really weird, with a gaggle of gay men surrounding her like pigeons to rice.
Like a flock.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. No other way.
Oh, my God. They literally would have carried her down the street if they could have. Just made her wonderful. Mm-hmm. Turned the corner, saw a guy getting arrested because he was standing on top of a street light. I've got pictures of that. He was up there taunting cops.
That's yeah. such a smart way to yeah. start your
that
day.
Always works out.
Oh, right to the time that the firemen show up with the hose and knock you off.
you're coming on down.
they showed the big spray, turned it to a fine mist, gave him a little taste, and he went ahead and shimmied on down.
Smartest thing you did all day, sir.
Oh, right up to the time he got within arm's reach of those New York City police officers. That didn't look like it worked out at all for him. But you'll see absolutely everything. You'll walk through, see somebody proposing in Times Square. You'll look up, you'll see, you know, the billboards there. The restaurants, we have Chinese food on Thanksgiving Day. The parade, you should go. I can't tell you. It's a great vacation. But you got to be cool with being in the middle of everybody. If you're the kind of person that only wants to lay, and that's there's nothing wrong with this, but you want to go to an all-inclusive and just lay there and be peaceful, it's not for you.
No, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with interacting. I like Chicago. My time I've spent there, I walk and
Chicago is like the Overland Park of New York. It's kind of the city, but it's not.
Smaller scale for me to operate in, yes. and I don't mind that. It's not as overwhelming for me, and I don't mind whether it's the train, whether you're walking. Oh, I probably walk the most there.
You'd lose your mind on Record Store Day on Bleecker Street down in the West Village.
It's just you and I vacation different. When we get out of here, I'm like, where are we going where no one finds us? Where do you not get a signal? Let's go there.
When I go on vacation, I have to come home to get rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I got to find a happy medium for both because I don't get rest here. So I'm like, can we get some there?
I come back wore out. I don't even want to drink when I come home. I literally, one time Joe and I drank so much over 2 weeks, the last 2 days, I was like, I couldn't. I was like, I actually can't drink anymore, Joe. I drank myself out. I can't drink anymore.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, my liver ached. I think it was my liver.
Don't get it checked.
It was hurting. You're fine. It was hurting over here. Like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.